welcome in and thanks for joining us for another edition of Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm farm broadcaster Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today, ready to run down another exciting week of farm news and information from the Indiana State Fair. Andy Eubank will talk grain markets in less than 10 minutes. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin shares his Indiana farm forecast shortly thereafter. And CJ Miller and I have the news today, including results from a Purdue University survey on how farmers are feeling right now about the ag economy. We'll also have the winners of this year's prestigious AgriVision Award, the state's top agricultural award, and the big winners from last weekend's 4-H Grand Drive at the State Fair. We'll also check in with Purdue Extension's Farm Stress Team later on in the show. Let's begin with an update on the Farm Bill. There aren't very many working days left for Congress to get a Farm Bill across the finish line this year. Indiana's Mike Braun sits on the Senate Ag Committee and says he and his Republican colleagues are trying to get more farm in the Farm Bill, and he doesn't think that'll happen until he's out of the Senate in 2025, as he seeks the Indiana governorship.
If we do try to get it done, I don't think we're going to get as much in it as what we should. So, of course, it'll be kicked down the road. It'll be the current farm bill that extends itself. And I think as kind of hot as things are politically, I think we could be in better shape if we maybe wait until next year.
While the House Ag Committee has passed their version of the Farm Bill, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow has yet to put hers forward for a vote. The Michigan Democrat is retiring at the end of this Congress. She's previously said that she would rather continue kicking this Farm Bill discussion down the road than strike a deal with Republicans that would limit climate funding and social safety net programs. Braun says,
"The current Farm Bill, I know we need to get it updated, addressing issues that are current. But if we do it just for the sake of getting it done, I'm afraid we may not be happy with it. And yes, I know Debbie well. She's got things that she wants to make sure that live on in terms of a legacy. But I don't know that that's going to be what we want in the farming community. So there we are."
It was just a couple of weeks ago that Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval wrote, quote, "If Congress fails to pass a new and improved farm bill, they'll be responsible for leaving farmers in a lurch at a time when we've lost more than 140,000 family farms in just 5 years. He continued, saying that Congress must not put farmers and families on the back burner. The House Ag Committee has done its part so far. It's time for the Senate Ag Committee to move this process forward." I had the opportunity to catch up with Senator Braun at the State Fair. Speaking of the State Fair, last Sunday night was a big night for this young lady from Randolph County at the 4-H Grand Drive presented by Farm Credit Mid-America.
My name's Hadley Hendrickson. I'm from Farmland, Indiana. I'm an 8th-year 4-H member, and I just won Supreme Champion Heifer, Reserve Champion Heifer, and 4th overall Heifer.
Hendrickson is no stranger to showing on the dirt inside the Coliseum at the Indiana State Fair.
In 2018, I won the Grand Champion Steer and the Grand Champion Barrow, and I won the Grand Champion Gilt in 2019, and also in 2021, I was also won the Grand Champion Gilt.
Hendrickson says she loves showing at the State Fair. Her secret to success?
To get here, everyone would say that you need a good feeder, or you need money, or the right supplies. It really takes four things. You need the passion to be able to work hard. You need work ethic. You need the family and the team that support you no matter what. And most of all, you need God, because He is the most important thing in this earth. And He is needs to be your center of your focus, and your barn, and with your family, and everywhere. You need to be, have God as your focus, and we need to focus on that as an industry. Whether you win or lose, you need to go out and think, this was God's plan for me today.
Be sure to visit our website, HoosierAgToday.com, or our Facebook page to see the video with interviews with all the winners from the Grand Drive. Those other winners include Kennedy Rodeball from Jasper County with her Grand Champion Market Barrow, Zach Dressler from Rush County with his Grand Champion Market Lamb, Piper Unger from Sullivan County with her Grand Champion Meat Goat Weather, Colton Kephart from Clinton County with his Grand Champion Meat Goat Weather Dam, and Remington Brumball from DeKalb County with his Grand Champion Beef Steer. The State Fair rolls on for another week, and Tuesday is a big day for us at Hoosier Ag Today. The Lieutenant Governor debate will be happening on Tuesday, August 13th, 3 p.m. in the Purdue Extension Building, formerly the Farm Bureau Building, on the north side of the fairgrounds. If you can't be there in person, be sure to follow along. HoosierAgToday.com is where you can find the live stream. It'll also be in the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, our YouTube channel, Facebook page. Basically, if you can't find this thing, it's kind of on you. Just search Hoosier Ag Today, and you should be able to find it. Lieutenant Governor candidates Micah Beckwith, a Republican, Terry Gooden, the Democrat, and Tanya Hudson, the Libertarian candidate. They'll all be on stage. I'll be asking them some questions. Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business will be moderating. Again, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Join us in person or join us for the live stream, HoosierAgToday.com. It's time for markets now. For that, we welcome in Andy Eubank.
Thanks, Eric. The corn and soybean markets on Friday once again worked with an eye towards the Monday USDA crop report. We finished a little lower. Settlements coming up. First, market analysis, which I grabbed at noon Eastern time during the Friday session from Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. We have, I would say, relatively quiet, certainly corn and soybean markets going into the weekend and ahead of the August crop report on Monday. The corn and bean markets both quietly down, mostly. That must be positioning.
Yeah, thanks for having me as always, Andy. I think you summarized that well. We've got the major USDA report coming out on Monday the 12th, and that'll be our first survey-based estimate of U.S. corn and bean yields, as well as updated demand estimates and updated world production estimates, too. So the trade is positioning. We did see some export business overnight here. Friday morning, USDA announced export sales of beans to China, announced some export sales of meal to Colombia, and export sales of beans, primarily new crop, to unknown destinations. So you're looking at some end users putting their toe in the water, as it were, before there's reports, this report on Monday. And we may see that again on Monday morning in terms of sales announcement. But yeah, we did see contract lows made today, Friday, on Dease corn, and also new lows on November beans. Maybe just some profit-taking. We anticipate that the traders report this afternoon will continue to show a very large short position held by the speculative sector, as it were, managed money. That's worked out great for them, again, making new lows from that standpoint. Obviously not great for producers, I understand that, but from their standpoint, they haven't been given a reason or incentive yet to change that position. They could get one on Monday. We'll have to wait and see.
Analysis from Brian Basting, economist at Advanced Trading. Brian's number 309-664-2314. Now Friday settlements. September corn ends the day down 2.5 cents, 376.75, and 395 on the Dease corn now, 2 cents lower Friday. March 412.5, 2 cents lower. September beans, 988.75, down 4.75, 5.75 off on the November contract, dipping to 1002.5. Up a nickel for September wheat, 542.5. The meats did go higher. October live cattle, 181.15, up $3.12, 35 cents higher for October lean hogs, 73.97. On the weekend show, you are now up to date on the markets. Much more straight ahead. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag This Week.
Ag Bioscience, the number one ag tech podcast globally, is now available on video. Hear the latest from innovators in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
What are you hearing from food companies right now? What's the inbound macro demand? What are they trying to solve for?
I would say across the board, though, food companies want more access to the farm gate. They're more interested in what's happening on the farm. They want to help farmers be successful and to help enable the food system attributes we all want, which is more regenerative, more resilient, and so forth. And that's where our team comes in and our company comes in. We're fortunate to work across the value chain, and we get to help them, the food companies, seek and find the attributes they need in their ingredients, the growing systems they want to enable, and the supply chains that they need.
Get more episodes online at agrinovusindiana.com. Click on podcasts. Also available wherever you listen to podcasts.
A very pleasant weekend setting up for Indiana. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast Weekend Edition. Here's what's going on. We've got beautiful weather in here. The remains of Debbie continue to churn through the East Coast, trying to move away. But Debbie really kind of tied up and backed up our flow pattern across the U.S. here a bit. And what she did for us is allow cooler, less humid air to settle in across the Great Lakes and just park here for a little bit. Not complaining. I do think temperatures are going to slowly but surely kind of drag higher here through the weekend, but humidity values should stay comfortable through today and tomorrow. Now, once we get into the start of the work week, yeah, humidity values coming up a little bit. Temperatures also going to try and climb, not to oppressive levels, but climbing a little bit. We are looking at a mostly dry week ahead of us. As a matter of fact, outside of a slight batch of moisture that tries to pop up overnight Monday night into Tuesday, I think we're going to be dry from right now today all the way through next Friday. I think we definitely see net drying over a large part of the Hoosier State, so much so that there are going to be several folks that I'm sure are going to be calling me midweek next week saying, Ryan, when's the next rain coming? We need a rain. I could use a rain. I'm going to be hearing those complaints, I'm sure, as we move forward. Like I said, though, the good news is, if I can give you any good piece of information for a dry stretch like this, it is not going to be overly hot, at least right away. So temperatures back closer to normal for next week. Let's talk about that Monday night, early Tuesday time frame. There's a minor disturbance trying to come through parts of Illinois through a Monday midday and afternoon. It's falling apart as it works this way. It starts life likely Sunday overnight into early Monday morning as thunderstorms moving across Iowa and Minnesota and down into Missouri even. But as it moves across Illinois through Monday afternoon, starts to fall apart. I do think we have to deal with a few hit and miss scattered showers in central Indiana mostly through that overnight Monday night, early Tuesday time frame. Anywhere from a tenth to 0.4 inch, coverage around 30 to 40%, that is all. The rest of the state probably sees some clouds, and I won't rule out moisture, but it's just not a big deal. We get back to partly to mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, and then humidity values are going to be a bigger story Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Moisture wants to stay south of the Ohio River right now, and I'm not looking at any significant moisture until the weekend. Friday, we see clouds increase just a little bit, but I think we're mostly looking at a Saturday event, Saturday the 17th, showers and thunderstorms, anywhere from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of precipitation, 60% coverage at best. Behind it, we are dry again for Sunday, and then moving into the following week, could see a massive heat dome trying to build out of the southern and central plains heading our direction. That's still up in the air just a bit. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Farmers and agriculture dealers, now is the time to inspect your combines for holes and wear in your threshing, feeder, and grain tank sections. Instead of costly replacements, try combine wear parts from Eiley Fabrications. Many liners rivet or plug weld on top of the OEM, simply covering the wear. But Eiley steel wear part liners are made with the best steel, are easy to install, and built to OEM specs to ensure a snug and seamless fit. Visit IHLEFabrications.com and elevate your harvest this season.
Welcome back to Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. And as the 167th Indiana State Fair rolls on this weekend, it was this past week that Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch presented the state's highest agricultural honor to two very deserving individuals. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
The farmer is the one that makes all of this possible.
That's Ed Ebert, Senior Director of Market Development for the Indiana Soybean Alliance and the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, one of this year's recipients of the AgriVision Award.
Both in terms of the checkoff, in terms of how that's funded by farmers, directed by farmers, I think it's at the end of the day, it gives you that drive to continue to try to serve them.
Ebert goes many, many miles to serve the soybean and corn farmers of Indiana. He's always seeking new markets to move tons of Hoosier-grown soybeans and corn to customers both nearby and around the globe. Ebert tells Hoosier Ag Today that the farmers that go on these trips with him always provide new insights for him with their questions. They are what drive him to continue traveling the world in search of new markets.
Okay, what does this mean? What is this culture? How is this different than what we saw in another country that I've traveled to? What are the opportunities in terms of those export markets that we can service from Indiana and from U.S. in terms of U.S. products? So, I mean, it's it's that constant querying and that constant exploration, if you will, of these markets that really, from my perspective, just keeps that drive and that energy going.
In 2023, Ebert and the Chekhov organizations engaged with 31 countries, representing 57% of the world's population and 36% of gross domestic product, to work on projects to move the pile. Ebert explains why he believes Indiana has seen success.
The cooperative effort and work that this state does at all of the top levels of these organizations, in Chekhov, with Purdue University, with the State Department of Ag, all the way up to the Lieutenant Governor's office. The ability for us to work together and communicate across those different areas, I think, is completely unique. And that's definitely unique in terms of how our Chekhov operates, with both corn and soybeans being managed by the same organization. That's totally different than any other Chekhov in the U.S.
That and the tremendous volunteer farmers that represent the Chekhov organizations. John Baugh has been a steady presence at the Indiana State House for the past 35 years, with both Indiana Farm Bureau and now with Purdue University as their Director of Agricultural Services and Regulations. He is the other winner of the AgriVision Award this year.
Working together works, and I believe that.
And that's been Baugh's motto as he's worked on legislation over the years that directly impacts agriculture and rural communities.
Never did any of this stuff by myself, but always being trying to be a part of things like the Indiana Grain Indemnity Fund. When I worked for Farm Bureau, we were very involved in getting that created and through the legislature. One of our projects was what is now the old ADDL, but getting a new ADDL. The food science building was important.
Ball was instrumental in forming the Indiana Corn Checkoff Law, and years later played a key role in assisting Purdue's efforts to secure legislative support for the new veterinary hospital. Baugh says Indiana is special, and it goes back to his motto, working together works.
I said it today, but many others said today, how Indiana is different. The university, the departments of ag, the government, all of our ag associations, everybody works together. And we have our disagreements, no doubt about that at times, but in the end, everybody gets together and makes things happen, and that's what's really important.
Congratulations to both Ed and John, a well-deserved honor, the state's top ag honor, the AgriVision Award. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Well, farmers across the U.S. are feeling better about the state of the ag economy. That's according to the latest Ag Economy Barometer survey from Purdue University. Dr. Michael Langemeyer, Associate Director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, says he was surprised that more farmers have an improved outlook on the ag economy, given the significant drop in commodity prices over the past year.
And when you look at corn and soybeans, for example, and you project net returns for corn and soybeans in 2024, I think this could be one of the worst years in terms of net returns since 2007. And about 55% of the people surveyed are primarily corn and soybeans.
Dr. Jim Minter, Director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, believes the timing of when they conducted the survey may have had an influence on the results.
It was the 15th through the 19th of July. That coincided with the Republican National Convention that took place in Milwaukee. And we've seen this in the past in 2016, following the 2016 election when Trump was elected. We saw a big jump in sentiment. In 2020, when Trump lost, we saw things move the opposite direction.
Read the full results of the survey at HoosierAgToday.com. As we head back out to the Indiana State Fair, even though Prince William and Kate Middleton haven't yet been to the state fairgrounds, I was still able to interview some Hoosier royalty instead.
There is something for everybody here. This fair is massive. There is stuff that you guys have never even heard about here.
And that's Indiana State Fair Queen Alexis Standish of Newton County. She's also a huge basketball fan and played varsity basketball at South Newton High School. which is why it's no surprise when she says she's looking forward to shooting hoops at the brand new permanent basketball court just inside Gate 12 at the fairgrounds.
Oh, you already know it. I have my basketball shoes and my shorts in my car as we speak. I've been looking forward to seeing this basketball court because I've been talking about it all summer, but I haven't been able to see it yet. So I'm really excited to get over there and check it out and see where I'm going to be hooping this summer.
Alexis also told me when she was crowned Miss Indiana State Fair back in early January, the one thing she was looking forward to most at this year's state fair was the food, especially the pickle pizza.
That still hasn't changed. I'm going to see if I can fit some room for some pizza in here a little bit later on.
Even if you're not a fan of basketball or pickle pizza, Alexis says the Indiana State Fair has something for everyone.
And I encourage you to get out here, explore the fair, explore all the buildings, and see if you like something that you haven't seen before. There's just something for everybody. I really do encourage everybody to get out here and try something new.
Check out my full conversation with Alexis Standish, Miss Indiana State Fair 2024, at HoosierAgToday.com. Speaking of the Indiana State Fair, we'll check in one final time with Eric Pfeiffer from the fairgrounds. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and this is Hoosier Ag This Week.
In Indiana, the Lieutenant Governor is also the State Secretary of Agriculture. This means the new Lieutenant Governor that we will elect this November will have a big impact on your farming operation and on the state's agriculture. The three candidates vying for this position will participate in a live debate on agriculture August 13th at 3 p.m. at the Indiana State Fair. Hoosier Ag Today will live stream this debate on our website, mobile app, YouTube channel, and Facebook page. Get all the details at HoosierAgToday.com.
Welcome back to Hoosier Ag This Week from the Indiana State Fair. Eric Pfeiffer here, and we're just outside the Beef Barn at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Just had some ribeye sandwiches. Had mine with the Pepper Jack Cheese, a collaboration between the Indiana Beef folks and the American Dairy Association Indiana. It was fantastic. You should come try it out. And I'm here with Abby Heidenreich, Purdue Extension educator, also with the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. And we like to get together every so often and talk about what the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team is up to. A number of things, obviously, but Abby, let's just talk about specifically this time of year. It's obviously very busy. I'm very busy. You're very busy. Farmers are very busy. We have things going on here at the State Fair. We've got people coming to show things, animals, everything else. We've got things going on back at the farm. We've got weather. We've got so many things happening right now. And I guess the most important thing that farmers need to remember always and forever is resources are available. Farmers are not alone.
That's right. It's really important to remember, especially as we end the summer. All summer's been so busy with all of the fair events, with all the vacations, and with everybody getting ready to go back to school now. Schools are starting up across the state, and everything just seems to hit all at once. And we've had a long summer, but it's gone by really quickly. And so when everything starts to hit all at once, it's important just to remember to slow down, take a breath, and remember that, you know, it's going to be okay. You're not alone, and there's definitely resources out there to help, and you can always call or text 988 if you're experiencing a mental health crisis or if things are just feeling a little bit overwhelming. You know, there's no shame in reaching out for help, and even just to talk to a trusted family member or someone around you. You know, we're coming into the fall season, and we all know it's going to be a really long fall. The way that the crops are sitting right now, we've got growth stages all over the place, so we're settling in for a marathon, not a sprint, of a harvest season. And that's what our team's going to be focused on a lot this fall, is making sure that everybody's pacing themselves, taking things one day at a time, and to let's not get too overwhelmed in the moment, because we've got a lot of things to do this fall, and it's going to last a really long time.
You mentioned that we're in for a marathon, not a sprint. You're right, those growth stages, they're all over the place. Weather impacted things early on. We just have things in different stages. A really big thing that can kind of help alleviate some stress, making sure we get some of those combine settings and things. Let's get some of those things checked out early on. Maybe that can really help with some of the stress as we get out in the field. maybe prevent some of those stressful situations a bit later on.
Absolutely. You know, taking some preventative maintenance, some time for preventative maintenance, and making sure that everything's going to work right and work well when you're in the field, when you start out. There's always going to be a few kinks to work out, but, you know, it's important to remember that it's all going to work out and we're going to get it where it needs to be. But take some time, check things over, make sure we're doing that in plenty of time so that when harvest season does roll around, we can jump in the fields and get started on the right foot.
We have the big shuttles here going on behind us here. If you're hearing the loud noise here at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, again, I'm with Abby Heidenreich, Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. What have you been up to here lately? It's been a while since we've had a chat here. Too long, quite frankly, Abby. Because you guys are doing such important work focusing on mental health for farmers. What have you been up to? I know that you've got some big plans here for the youth of Indiana, and really not just Indiana, for the entire country.
Yeah, that's right. We've been working on a curriculum that can be taught in ag classrooms or in the school systems that really focuses on how youth that live and work in agriculture experience stress and maybe how that looks a little different than students in the rest of the school. We see a lot of mental health focused curriculums coming to the schools, but not all of them are really as relevant to kids and youth who are living and working on farms or in an agricultural community. You know, it's a lot of those curriculums, they say get outside, you know, go take a walk, do different things to alleviate some of that stress. But in reality, on the farm, outside is where your stress is. So we're working on a curriculum that's going to address some of the specifics of how youth on the farm or in agricultural rural communities can deal with their stress in healthy ways and how they can cope with maybe some generational stress and some different things that they experience that maybe not everybody in their school experiences the same way. So we're working on that and getting that ready. That's going to hard launch at National FFA Convention this fall. And we're really excited to be able to push that out and provide those resources for a totally other audience, which is really the future of agriculture.
And I know you've got some things going on with grain bin safety as well. Where can folks find these resources from the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team if they want to know more?
If they want to know more about the Farm Stress Team, you can go to our website, extension.purdue.edu/farmstress, and there's a ton of information. We've got PSA videos. We've got all kinds of news articles and links to resources from not only Indiana but across the U.S.
My thanks to Abby Heidenreich and the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. Again, such great work that they're doing. Come see us at the Indiana State Fair. That does it for this edition of Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.